Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my mum. It's a sunny autumnal day. This is my favourite kind of day.
I love this day.
Mum, yes, we darling. Have Kat Deely on today.
Darling, I've always loved her.
You've always been a massive fan of her.
I have. Fame Academy.
So You Think You Can Dance.
And my favourite in America. I absolutely loved it.
Well, for me, it was SMTV and CD UK.
Darling, she's also a Brummie.
Oh, yes, you have an affinity with the...
Well, darling, I went to university there and my mum was a Brummie.
I feel like Kat Deely made everybody, when they were younger, want to be a TV presenter. She was like... She is, I'm sure. We haven't met her yet, but something so warm and fun, and she had the best legs ever.
Best legs. Do you think she's very tall?
I think she's quite tall.
Yeah, I think
so. So cheerful.
Cheerful, always
warm.
Big, warm smile.
I'm very into Kat
Deely. Do you think we're going to start drinking early, darling, today? Because it is lunchtime.
I don't know. I may wait till this evening.
Okay.
So what are we having for lunch today?
We're having scallops with pea and mint puree with a salad and ciabatta.
Where's the umami coming from, though, Mum? That's what I want to know.
The umami's in the bloody pea puree, darling. And there's a little bit of lard on in with the scallops.
There we go.
Is that the umami?
Lovely. So we've got Kat Deely. She's got a new children's book out called The Joy in You. So Kat Deely's coming around for scallops. Apparently she likes scallops. And I probably will have a glass of wine, I'm feeling like.
Me too.
Kat Deely coming up on Table Manners.
Do you know, I've been such a fan of yours for so long. We've always loved you in our house. Yeah, we've loved you.
You're exactly how you are. It's like Kat Deely
and the legs.
The legs.
The legs are.
I've longed for your legs.
We've all longed for legs like yours.
You have fantastic legs.
They're actually my mother's legs.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. Did your mum have good pins?
Yeah, we call her Janma because she's grandma, but Janet. So she's Janma.
Janma. I love that.
Janma has a lovely pair of pins that I've inherited.
They're like, they go on.
But they're hers. I can't take any credit for them whatsoever. She's passed them on.
How's it being back in London?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
I absolutely love it.
When did you get back?
So we got back, we came back for just before Christmas. Just gone December. And the idea...
Cheers, by the way.
Cheers.
Cheers, so nice.
Nice to see him. Mm.
You can't beat it, really, can you?
Oh, there's love champagne.
I love
Me
champagne.
Me too.
I think there's happiness in every bubble.
Makes you feel...
I think that it's with you at the best of times and the worst of times.
Yep.
That's a really good way of putting it.
It's like an old friend. It can turn an average Monday night into a Saturday fling.
Absolutely.
It's like so good.
I agree.
That is the best description of champagne I've ever had.
And you can have it. You can have it with lobster, or you can have it with fish and chips on the floor in a plastic cup.
Zhuzh it up.
It's an old friend who will always be there.
That is a really good point. Do you drink champagne quite a lot?
I don't need much of an excuse.
Neither do I.
Like, this was just perfect for me. It's literally a pleasure. It's like,
it makes me
so happy. And the sound of that cork popping, just like, it puts like a twinkle in your eyes. And it does.
You're dead right.
So you came back in December.
Yes, in December. So basically what happened was, we'd kind of been talking about it for a while, because Milo being four... He's right at that age where he loves his grandparents. He loves his cousins and all that kind of stuff. I'm very, very close to my brother, very close to my family. We all have a great relationship. And I've been talking with Paddy about it, and we've been talking, and we just didn't know quite what to do. And we were a bit like, you only have that very special window of time for so long where everybody's well, everybody's healthy, everybody's fine. And also the kids really, really crave their grandparents too, because I think, you know, they're the people that take them out, that like smother them in undying love.
Ice cream at the weekend. Give them
Percy Pigs and ice cream until they vomit on the car journey home.
Percy Pigs in.
My mum's a fan of those too. And it's just, and it was just like, and then the other bit of it was also, I quite like the idea of Milo going to school here.
Can you work in both places?
Yeah.
So totally. you'll travel back if you need to.
Well, so this was the idea, is that we were going to turn around and go, okay, let's relocate back here in the UK. If I then need to fly back, I can. It would depend, the job would depend how long I was going to be away for as well, but there are plenty of jobs where you go and you can record a series in, you know, 2 weeks because you do four shows a day and you can get it done. And then the dance show that I did, which was going into the 17th season,
it's
so fun. That we always shot during the summertime, so although that was live and I had to be there every week, I thought, well, that the kids will love that.
Summer
it works
perfect
with summer holidays. We can take them to Disneyland and go to the beach and it'll be great.
So have you kept your house there?
Yes, but now we're in this weird... So we came over here. I flew over here and I tried to find a house for us to rent because I was like, we can't just buy somewhere. Like, let's just get somewhere for us all to move into. Anyway, we couldn't move into we've got this garden flat with this lovely great big garden because that I was worried about them not having outside space because they've been used to being outside so much. Mm. So we found this great garden flat, but we couldn't move in until the end of January. So basically, the four of us and the dog, who I flew over when I was looking at the flat.
Type of dog?
Oh, she's just a mutt, but she's the most divine.
Lily.
And she's a pug, basically a puggle got out next door to a basset hound.
Oh, wow.
Crikey.
And she's there. And she was like the runt of the litter. So she's actually like really quite fine featured.
Fine,
and quite
she
gentle.
Doesn't need Botox like a basset hound, no.
No, not quite. Although she has gone white on her snout since I've had the boys.
She's
stressed out.
She's aged.
Sometimes she looks at me and literally, if she could have a martini and a fag and be like, do you remember the good old days? she would. That's what she'd be like. So basically, we all moved in to my brother's four-bedroom flat so Milo could start school. He went on his first day. He loved it.
Oh,
he had the best time ever. Paddy and I were like high-fiving each other. I flew back to the UK to the US to do a new quiz show for Disney. So it was like, it was working out beautifully. It was just for 2 weeks, at which point COVID hit. And then I could see the UK over here, and it was in LA, they hadn't quite caught up to where we were in March. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm going to have to bail on this shit. They're going to be so angry with me because I'm going to have to say, I've got to go back because I've got to get it back in the country and all that. Anyway, weirdly, they then got rid of the audience. Disney stopped flying families and they were like, no, actually, we need to stop this right now. We're going to pause it. So at which point I then flew back, and then Milo stopped going to school, which was the whole reason why we come. So we still got a house there, two cars on the driveway. Like, there's still all our stuff is there.
And are you still living with your brother?
No, we finally moved into the flat at the end of January.
Okay, right.
And we all remained friends, which is good.
That's good. That's amazing. So does your husband, does he work in LA too?
No, he really works in the UK because he does stand up. He's also in the middle at the moment of doing a document. He's just started to do more documentary stuff as well, which he seems to really enjoy.
He's always been wonderful as well.
He's pretty good.
Always been a favourite of mine.
He's pretty good. He's pretty smart. And
did you meet on Fame Academy?
Yeah.
See, I knew it. I saw the first
saw
flush
the
of love. I saw it. And I thought, I really hope she goes out with him because he's so lovely.
Well, there was.
It took
there
a
was
while, though. No.
But it took a long time.
It did take a while.
Yeah, to what flourish.
Happened? Well, I moved to LA and I kind of liked actors and don't think, you know, like you work your
you
way
to
through the
that itch,
you work
yeah.
your way through the bad boys to work out which one. And also, I think I needed to grow up, and I think he probably needed to grow. Paddy needed to grow up too, you know, a little bit. And so we'd always stay in touch. We'd always stay in touch, and he'd always like text me on my birthday, or I'd speak to him, or whatever. And then that was how we got together. Was on it was my birthday, and he called me to say happy birthday, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. He was in Ireland. There's a little pub at the end of the road where we've got a house in Ireland called the Maharaj Inn, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know what kind of state he was in, yeah. but it wouldn't have been.
It was like a Connell moment. Yeah, for normal people. It was like cat.
Exactly
right,
that.
Got it.
Exactly. So he called me and he said, "I'm just phoning to say happy birthday and blah 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 blah," and I said, "Oh yeah." You know, we're just chatting. And then he said, "Well, what are you doing for your birthday?" And I said, "Well, actually, I've got a few pals together and we're going for brunch at the Beverly Hills Hotel at the Polo Lounge."
Fabulous.
Like Warren Beatty-esque and stuff that, yeah. And it's so pink and it's all
it's
like
pink and gorgeous.
Paul Bougainvillea everywhere and stuff like that. And I said, "We're going to go there, but for like a late brunch, like 2 o'clock or whatever." He said, "Oh, right." He said, "Okay, I'll see you there." And I was like, I said, "Well, you're currently in Ireland and I'm currently in LA. You know, there's no way." I said, "It's a shame you can't be there, but it's, no, I'll see you there." I was like, okay, thinking to myself, beer in, brain out. I was like, there's no, like, anyway, he went home from the pub, set his alarm for like 4 o'clock or whatever, got in a cab, took the first flight out of Ireland to Heathrow, then jumped on a plane from Heathrow to LA.
Of course, he had 8 hours in hand, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. It's a bit like Challenge Annika back in the day. It is. And so then he flew, he had hand luggage, he got in a cab, told the cabbie the story.
No, stop.
Pulled out up outside the Beverly Hills Hotel. The cab driver was literally like, "Do you want me to wait?" Just to go. And so he dropped his bag at concierge and walked in.
Had you kissed by this point?
No.
So this was quite a bold move.
Oh, but that's why it worked. Because nobody
but
does
he,
that
was
anymore.
He was he longing for you deep down?
Did you know he was in love with you?
Yeah, of course he was, Jessie. You didn't schlep all that way because he thought he wasn't on a
that
bit of a
bold, though,
promise.
Paddy, I kind of love you even more now. This is like a Richard Curtis film.
But that's why it was so brilliant, because nobody does that anymore. Like, nobody. Like, normally to get somebody to call you back is like a whole thing.
So he's there and he walks into brunch.
Yeah, and then he just didn't go home for about 2 weeks.
That's amazing. And, like, obviously he's going to charm all your friends because he's funny.
Well, and also the whole, like, thing of him walking in was a bit...
Did he look a bit dishevelled? Because he'd had a bender the night before.
He was all... It doesn't matter.
Night,
and also, it doesn't matter so much on a man either. He's also one of those men so who's true. Got better as he's got older.
I always thought he was cute when he was younger.
No, there's some dodgy frosted tips going on, I think. But now, yeah, he's one of those who gets better as he gets older.
Well, fucking.
But you sound like you've got a really lovely relationship.
It's pretty good. Really, I mean, we drive each other nuts too, of course. But yeah, no, it's pretty good.
You're back now.
Yes.
And you are really happy that you made that decision.
Yeah, 100%.
So what do you realise are the things that you really missed about being in the UK?
Friends and family. It's a massive thing. And it's kind of, you can't put a price on the time that the kids get to spend with the grandparents and everything else. And so you kind of get to a point where it's like, no one can pay me enough money to stay because I want to come back. Like, this is so special. It's priceless.
Where do your parents live?
They live in Warwickshire, so it's like.
Are you Warwickshire or Brummy?
Originally Brummy.
Yeah, because so my mum was.
Natural accent.
Oh yeah, I don't know how I've done it.
It's like it's there still. Yeah. There's no American twang at all.
No, but it's so funny. I think it kind of works for me in the States because it's like the flat A's. It's grass and pass and all that kind of stuff. They seem to. I remember once I interviewed Tony Bennett. I was doing this thing for American Idol. And the only way he could understand me was if I talked really Brummy like that. And then he could understand every bloody word I said. It was going. Can you believe that? Tony Bennett. And for some reason, if I did like a full-on Brummy accent.
That's amazing. Could,
but if you go into a shop and you say, can I have a bottle of water? Mm. They don't know what you're saying.
Oh,
you've
no,
got to say
not with the tea.
Water.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, not with the tea. No.
Why?
I don't know. It's so weird. I mean, there's so many different weird culture things. I mean, with food there, like they're it's the norm that you go to a restaurant and you box up what you don't finish and you take it home in a bag. Even a really posh, expensive restaurant, that's what they do. And to me, I don't like food
that's
like that.
A bit common.
Yeah.
Just darling. Asking to take
huge home. Portions.
I know,
States.
Darling, but it does feel a little common to say, can I take it home? In the old days, my mum used to say, excuse me, can we have that for the dog?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what they did. So if it was the steak, you might do
it's
it.
It's called
and you might
a doggy bag, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. You might give yourself a cheeky sandwich later on if you fancied it.
Yeah.
But there they gave it, and it's like huge portions. Whereas I'd much rather have a little bit of something really tasty.
And leave it there.
And yeah.
The bread is shit in LA.
Oh, it's rubbish.
It's
and
shit.
The butter is even worse.
Oh.
Butter is awful. Oh, oh. See, I'm a French bread with butter on so thick I can see my teeth marks in the butter.
Yes.
That's how I like
I
it.
I like to, when you have like the slices of baguette, like I like to butter on both sides.
I like butter they have in the States.
No.
Oh,
it's like
I do.
Sweet.
Whereabouts were you in the States?
We had a place in Beverly Hills, and then for the last 2 years while I was there, because I was kind of pregnant with James as well at the same kind of time, so there was no flying or anything like that, I rented a house in Malibu too.
Oh.
Which was
how gorgeous.
So basically what we would do is and it was always my dream. Every job I did in the States, it was always like, is this the beach house? Is this the beach house? And so I'd always, and I was like, if you're going to go and you're going to live in LA for a bit, like that's,
near the ocean,
that's part of it, right?
Did you go to that lovely restaurant at the end of the pier, the Malibu Pier? No,
Malibu
it's called
Palms.
The Pier.
I went to the pier. There's also... since that they opened a Nobu that's...
I know, everyone talks
can you get
about
in?
That.
Is it just hard
it's
to get in?
So, it, I think it's the best restaurant in the world.
Really?
I love Nobu.
Yeah.
Really?
I love Nobu.
Yeah.
Me too.
Because you are right on the ocean. They serve fantastic food. You know, like normally, if you're in an amazing location, the food is rubbish, right? That's normally that's normally the way it goes. Or it's great food, but not such a great location. This is an amazing location. The food is sensational. The sun goes down over the ocean in front of you, and dolphins.
Oh,
like
okay.
Hot,
oh,
like,
my God. Yeah.
It's
really good.
So special.
And you can see Kylie Jenner having a little bit of sushi next to you. Or Justin Bieber.
Totally. Sometimes she can. But I would always go when it was quite... So I'd always do last orders at lunch. Because if you go at dinner time, you just see black, right? You don't... Mm. You just... It's just night in the ocean, so you don't see anything.
Might as well go and get the view.
But if you go last orders of lunchtime, then you can sit, have a lovely lunch, and then you move to the couch area and have copious amounts of cocktails.
You've got this down.
As the sun goes down, and then you see... So then you see the sun going
Jessie,
down as well.
Jessie, I knew I loved her.
Yeah.
She's absolutely our cup of tea, darling.
I mean, so, can't you really...
Or a cup of Cosmo.
Can you cook?
I love cooking. I'm actually not bad. I've definitely got better as I've got older. When I was first in London, like round about SMTV, MTV days, I would literally like, I loved a super noodle. I would eat mushy peas out of the can.
Ooh.
Like, I just...
It wasn't... It,
It wasn't bothered. And also I feel like if you're single and you don't necessarily have a family, then it's kind of pointless to make something just for yourself.
That's why she looks like that and we look like we do.
That, no, not anymore.
No, food, even when I'm on my own.
Do you?
I cook every night.
See, I'd have...
Really exciting food every night as well. You? Yeah.
She's like, Lenny, what's on the menu? Well, tonight, Lenny, we've got a...
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
do it. You?
Yeah,
I do. But don't you feel like it... I feel like it's a...
No.
I love that.
What do you like to cook? What do your kids like?
You know what? It really depends where I am. So for instance, in LA, it would all be barbecues and salads and corn on the cob. My little one loves salads. He loves red onion, radish. Like he's nut. My little one is nuts.
Oh my God.
My big one, not so much, but my little one is nuts.
Wow.
And like corn on the cob, all that kind of stuff. Or like a cedar plank that I'd soak with like salmon on it or something like pop it in the barbecue.
I've got a cedar plank in my cupboard.
It's so easy.
You can soak it in wine.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
That's you soak it in wine
and then you cut your fish on the top in the barbecue. Yeah.
See, because that was... Because always for me as well, it was great because I get to the end of the day and I'm shattered. Mm. I'm so exhausted. So we always tend to eat at the same time as the kids do.
Yeah,
we
eat. Does 5 o'clock.
Do you? Yeah.
I quite like a 5 o'clock
supper.
So
do I.
I like it. It works for me.
It's like an early bird special.
Yeah. Talking of food, are you starving?
What are we having?
So I've really simple.
Go.
There's this great fish. I'll give you the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's a fish company, and they'll if you order by 11 o'clock the night before, even on a Sunday, they'll deliver it next morning. And the man comes in his from Billingsgate.
Wow.
Called Up a Scale, and
it's really decent prices.
Really decent prices. Delicious scallops, fresh scallops. And I'm just going to do some scallops. I've fried off some lard on.
Oh,
I'm just
going
to do some scallops in butter.
Amazing.
And I've done a pea puree.
I love peas.
And then I've just done a salad and I've got some ciabatta bread.
Amazing.
Is that all right?
Amazing, amazing.
So I think I better... But I want to hear about your children's book.
Yes.
Yes.
Quickly.
So is this your...
Do you have a copy, by the way?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. I'll solve that for you. Because I was like...
I'll buy it.
No, you can't because it's sold out
everywhere. That's amazing.
Well, it is, except I'm doing loads of stuff and no one can buy it anywhere.
That's amazing, though.
I know, it's lovely.
Is it your first children's book?
Yeah.
So why did you do a children's book?
So the whole idea was, I'd wanted to do it for ages and ages, but the time had never been right. Oh, yes, thank you. This to me is a lovely treat to come out and sit and chat to people like this. Sweet. I love people. Like, I really enjoy just having, this is like so up my strata.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Me too.
It's like, brilliant.
When I told all my friends that we had you on, they were like, oh my God. Like, they were all so excited because I feel like you were a bit of a fashion icon for us tweens and teenagers.
I think there was a moment where it was, because it was Saturday morning. So it was that thing where everybody, you know, would get up on the Saturday and then we'd watch and do the thing. And it, you know what? We were kind of invited into people's living rooms every Saturday morning, you know. It was a very special thing. I remember actually once someone saying to me, it was a friend of mine who said to me, never, ever, ever forget, and this is probably a bit for your mum too, but he said to me, never forget that for some kids, this is their time when their dad is a real meanie or whatever, is sleeping off his hangover from the night before, and you're doing this for the little boy who's six in his Spider-Man pyjamas, who he knows for this 3 hours is not going to be pushed around and shouted at. He's got this moment and you are his three friends who come into his living room and he knows he's going to be okay. And I was like, oh my God, because sometimes you have to remember things like that. So you don't just turn up and get blasé about it and be like, But it was such a fun time. But yeah, it was funny because we shot a documentary that's going to go out at the end of the year. So it's me and the lads together. They rebuilt the set down at LWT.
I saw something about this.
Down at LWT. So it was really weird because it was like, yeah. And it was like, it smelt the same.
Oh, really?
And, you know, we went up the steps where we'd go up at 5 o'clock in the morning before we got a bacon sandwich. And it was very weird. Anyway, we were talking and they found our chemistry test that we did on the set of this morning. And I said to the producers before, I was like, listen, I don't remember anything. I'm not trying to not do it. I just don't remember anything about it at all. Nothing stands out to me. Anyway, they play it in. I was like, but I was okay. In terms of the bonnet and the outfit, I was okay. Fine. I got like a dark brown bob. And I was kind of working an All Saints vest and camo pants. Yeah. So I was okay. Yeah. Ant had got a fringe a bit like that, whereas the points of spikes over his forehead. And then Declan had a brown shirt with a big, like, white collar like that on both sides.
Oh, bless him.
Bit Elvis, you know. What,
there must have been chemistry then.
Yeah, I think there was. And what was really interesting, though, I was very Brammy, obviously. And I got kind of like this little voice. It was like my voice has matured as I've got older and stuff. But I quite liked her. I quite liked who she was.
Oh,
you know when you see,
that's
you,
really
you
nice.
Know you're like you see it and you're like, okay, yes, I'm like I was using all stupid language. Like we've got a fresh and funky show for you, and like stupid language and all that kind of stuff. But I did quite like her.
Oh, that's
she
so
was quite
nice.
Sweet. And there was obviously something between us where it was us, but also I mean the big thing was that we were so rubbish when we first started. We were just awful,
like just forgetting,
forgetting stuff, but just we didn't really know what the show was, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
You must have had it before sometimes where you go in and maybe you start working on an album and you're a bit like this isn't
yeah,
working.
Yeah.
And then you go in another direction and you're like, ah.
So what do you think changed? What made it work? Just getting to know each other, and
I think we understood we got to know what the show was. Mm. So basically, before that, it was always leading up to CDUK. So there wasn't a lot of content in the first bit, and then I think the massive chunk that really really made it work was we got to understand the chemistry between us, and we got to be mates, That's something you can't hothouse.
Yeah.
You can't hothouse that. And whereas, you do a salad bowl. Like, I like a massive salad bowl. I'm like, don't give me a couple of leaves and a bit of shriveled up nothingness.
Been in LA too long. You need those big portions now.
I need when it comes to salad.
You might need to help me with the timing, Jess.
Okay, Mum. Hold on.
How long do you do either side?
I don't know.
Well, I think like... 2 minutes on either side, that's what I'd say. 3 minutes on either side?
Okay.
I don't know. Google it, yeah?
It might even be two one side and one and a half the other.
Oh, okay, come on, let's do that then.
Because that's how we used to do our steaks on the barbie. It was like, because I used to get really thick little steaks, but then I'd do one side for 3 minutes, but I've got one of those industrial strength barbecues.
Oh, I love that.
And then flip it over and then do it for a minute.
Okay, so let's go 2 minutes on one side and then one and a half on the other. So the book.
Oh, yes. So the book. So it had always been an ambition of mine to do it.
Yeah.
And I just never found the time. You know, everybody's got those things that they want to. And then James got to an age where he was like, Milo was going to kind of preschool. James was still doing his lunchtimey nap. And I was like, oh, I could get this done in between. So I started writing. And then... the idea behind the book was essentially, at the end of the day, I'm exhausted and I don't know what to say to them. I can hardly string a sentence together. I'm completely inarticulate. So it was to be, okay, what do I want to say when I can't find the words? How do I want them to feel? Specifically when they're going to bed at night, because they're so little. They'll know about the real world soon enough, but I think when they go to bed, they should feel confident and loved and kind of in that warm, fuzzy kind of feeling. And so it's a collection of thoughts and feelings and moments, and then it's kind of top and tailed with love, which is basically the support system. And it's to get them talking about their emotions and talking about their feelings, because I feel like the more you can get them to do that, the more they can empathize with other people and the more they can then reach their full potential as an adult. Because I think all parents, no matter where you're from or what your background is, we essentially want the same things for our kids. We want them to be happy and we want them to be kind. Anything else is kind of superfluous and great, but happy and kind are the two massive things. And so the more we can talk to our kids about emotions and feelings, I think the better it is, because I think kids are pretty resilient. I think they're really resilient, but the fear of the unknown is scary to them. It becomes the bogeyman under the bed. And so I feel like the more you can be open with children, the better it is. And so I did this book. Rosie did the illustrations for me. She was amazing, which was a bit scary actually, because what happens is when you write a book, a picture book for children, that you don't talk to the illustrator to begin with. So
they interpret it however, whichever way.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, interesting. So
I saw her work and I loved it. Yeah. I thought she did beautiful, beautiful artwork. But essentially what you do is you get to a point where you're happy with the prose, which goes backwards and forwards with like Penguin Random House, or keep going backwards and forwards. And then you hand it over to somebody who you've never met.
Yeah, right.
And you just go, right, okay, go for it. Build me a world. Make my words come to life. And she did. Like, she sent it back. And I was a bit like, really? And they're like, yeah, no, we like this moment. You have to trust that she knows what she's doing and she will make it happen. I was like, okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh my God, and peas, my other amazing choice. Thank you.
So I want to know, we ask everybody what their last meal would be. And it's going
to... Help yourself to salad.
Is it dressed to salad? Thanks, Mum. Yeah. This is great.
It looks amazing. Thank you.
Nice one, Mum.
Yeah.
To the chef.
Cheers.
Le crème,
yeah.
Thank you. So what is it? Starter, main... Pud and drink of choice. I think I know the drink of choice.
Oh, but, yeah. You got that one. Yeah. That one's down. I would say, oh my goodness. See, I tend to really enjoy foods that I find quite tricky to cook myself. Like, it's almost like they have another layer of appreciation for me. So, for instance, like, I love an artichoke salad that's sliced really thinly with fresh lemon
Is there somewhere in LA that does
there
that?
There is.
Come on, where is it?
There's a place called Ebaldi's, and I would always...
Is that the Italian place?
Yes.
Is it?
But it's the son's place, though, because there's a Baldi down on...
Santa Monica.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
The truffle.
On the PCH. Yeah. Exactly that.
Can help yourself?
Oh, thank you. And then there's also a Sun too. So I would always go and I would always have exactly the same thing. I'm such a creature of habit. It's ridiculous, but my mouth is actually watering now thinking about it and talking about it. You know what I mean? So I would always start with a carpaccio of red snapper. Thin, really thick. This is Baldi's. Yeah. So it's sliced really, really thin with pink peppercorns. There's a little bit of a dressing on it and a little bit of basil. Because that's my other thing is I'm always into my ratios. Like, don't give me a caprese salad with, like, a teeny sprinkle of basil on in the middle. Because it doesn't... That won't work for me.
That sounds great, though. It's red snapper with pink peppercorns.
Or with, like, micro basil. So it's really... So the taste isn't too strong, you know what I mean? And then I would always have langoustines. Langoustines with... this artichoke salad, just delicious. And then for me, I would always rather have another glass of champagne at the end of the meal rather than a pudding. Or a cheese board if I was that way inclined. See, if I was cooking for myself, I wouldn't cook for myself, but I'd have cheese.
I love cheese.
Me too.
It's just terrible. I'm not a pudding girl. Cheese is better here than in the States. Yeah.
1,000,000%, because they have to pasteurize... all the milk and everything. So there's a cheese store. If you're ever in the States and you want proper cheese, there's the cheese store in Beverly Hills. There's a man there with like super cool glasses and a really funky scarf, and he'll basically give you brie from under the counter that's got that. It's a bit like post-war days, and he gives you with the culture in it. What is the sweet spice on these? Is it like cinnamon or cumin or what is it?
I'll tell you what. No, it's in the pea.
Oh, is that what it is?
There's cumin and mint.
Very good. Whose recipe was that?
Me.
No.
Very
is it
good?
Is it in the book?
No. I can make a new one.
So you grew up in Birmingham.
Yes.
And which bit?
So
Edgbaston.
Originally Great Bar.
Great Bar.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, because I went to university in Birmingham.
Oh my God. So you don't, so like the Newton Road. I grew up in a house called on Pear Tree Drive, right by the Great Bar Hotel. It sounds cute, yeah. But actually, what was cute about it is the houses all had like quite long, thin gardens, and there was loads of kids. In every single house, there was loads of kids. And so what they did was... all the adults built like little gates going from garden to garden. Nobody had to go out through the front, and we'd all go and play together. And then there was like a little stream at the bottom of the garden. And then the people on the other side of the stream, they were a bit higher. And so the granddad built a bridge to get from one end to the...
This sounds so romantic.
It sounds so Famous Five and Enid Blyton, but it actually, I mean, like it was right in the middle of kind of Sandwell and stuff, yeah.
But I love that. And you've got a brother.
I've got a brother who I'm really close to.
So older, younger?
Younger. He's very, in the way where I'm quite energetic and out there, he's very laid back.
What does he do?
He actually, we have a property company together. And Max runs the property company. But he's got a deep voice. And he talks quite slowly, and he's still got his accent.
Oh my God!
Quite
so he sounds like he should be in Peaky Blinders.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! Totally. I really fancy him.
Totally. And he's 6'2", and he's one of those men who's getting more handsome as he gets older too. He's got like quite a big nose, but it's delicious. He's like very blue eyes, very twinkly, and can talk to children like it's
like a child whisperer. Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Caroli's turned up all of a sudden, and he's like chatting away. But he talks like that. And so
God, I love him.
But it's that thing of, it's very easy to underestimate him. So then when he's actually very funny and very smart too, but he's kind of just very comfortable in his own skin.
What were you eating around the dinner table?
My mum was a really good cook. And she would always do that thing where we'd all eat together. It was really important to her. Dad would get in from work late, so she would plate his up, but during the weekend we'd all eat together, we were together all the time. She'd do everything though, from like, we tended to have quite a lot of roast dinners because they're easy to plate up and pop in the oven and they still taste good afterwards, whereas if you did scallops, yeah, and it would be no good. But she did things like that. She did an amazing spaghetti bolognese. She did, and it you could always smell it drifting through the house. She did like a delicious lamb stew with pearl barley.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And we'd have chunks of French bread with butter and dunk it in. Yeah, she was a really good, she'd even do like ribs with like Chinese herbs and spices. Like she was pretty good.
What did she work?
She used to work for social services, actually. And then after she had us, she didn't anymore because Dad was out an awful lot. And so it was that thing of Dad was setting up, he set up a company. He was a pattern maker. So that's companies would send him the first 2D drawing of a part of a car. And my dad would make the first 3D model from wood or resin.
Oh, that sounds like Liam Payne. Didn't his dad
work? Oh, did his dad do the same thing?
I think his dad was, yeah, for planes.
Oh, and it's really interesting. The one day he comes home to me and he said, I'd moved to London at that point, and he said to me, have you heard of there's a bar or something in Notting Hill? It's called The Chemist or the, I can't remember. He says, I can't remember what it is. It's a chemist. He said, I've had this bloke on, Damien Hirst, his name is, and he's asked me to make the first 3D model of a part of a bar stool, but it's got to look like a paracetamol.
I was like, that pharmacy.
I'm like, that'll be the pharmacy's dad.
I love it.
And that's so he makes like models of, that's what he used to do. So Mom kind of made sure everything ran smoothly at home. And that was kind of their agreement. It's weird because part of you turns around and goes, oh, I would never want it to be like that. But then part of you also goes, gosh, it was so much more clear cut almost. Mm. And everybody knew their roles. That's not to say I want to do that at all, but it was almost simpler.
I feel like I know the answer to this, but do you think you've got good table manners?
No.
Oh, really?
No, not at all. I would happily dip and do.
But I don't know if that's bad table manners, though.
And talk and eat. And also I shove in as well. Like, I'm quite... I like food and I like to have it with gusto.
Well, okay. Well, I thought...
I dip bread. Yeah,
not that I've been, like, studying you or anything, but I think, you know, I think you're giving yourself
a hard
time.
I think Jessie's had a good dip.
I mean, my plate is clean. I could actually, like, see my face in my plate. So, yeah. what's your worst table manner in other people that you can't stand?
My absolute worst is a phone under the table like that.
Jessie, you can't be friends.
I haven't done that yet.
No, you I've have yours on top of your table.
I don't mind that because that's all inclusive. That's fine. This under the table thing, and I'm like...
I've not seen that.
I bet in LA it happens all the time, right?
The first time it did, I was literally like, I can see you. Like, you haven't suddenly gone invisible because you were doing that. And unless you're texting someone to say... it's here, you need to take the door on the right for you to walk in.
Yeah.
Why on earth are you so important now?
That's a good one. It's good for you to be back, yeah. Babe. What's your karaoke song?
Oh, it's normally Kylie Simon, You're So Vain.
Oh.
Well, because you can kind of talk the first bit of that if you need to.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I might adopt that one.
That's good.
It's pretty good. The other one is These Boots Are Made for Walking. And I normally do it with somebody else too. And again, you can talk it.
You like kind of drawly women. Do
you know what I
mean? So he mixed with a bit of Rex Harrison.
Have you watched The Morning Show?
No, I haven't yet. That's the one with Jennifer Aniston.
I'm just obsessed with it. But there's one bit in it. So there's a real baddie in it at one of the organisation. And she does a duet from Les Miserables and Nothing's Going to Harm You. And the sexual tension is the best thing I've seen on telly for a long time. That duet on its own with Billy Crudup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's so gorgeous.
Oh, I saw him
completely
that one
in love with
LA.
Him.
Yeah.
I must have seen
You know who the other one is who have got a bit of a thing? Keanu.
Do you see him out?
Really?
He's got better as he's got older
as
well.
Yeah, he has a bit.
No, he was on, I'll tell you what he was doing. He was doing the Jimmy Fallon show the same day I was. And my manager wouldn't let me go anywhere near him. She's like, no, it's too dangerous. That's too dangerous. She's like, I'm cutting you off. I'm not having that.
Do you feel like people give you more space in LA or in England? Because I feel like paparazzi always are interested in you here, aren't they?
I think that is the only downside of being here. I feel
in
like
LA, they leave you alone.
Yeah, because I'm not that... Like, there's Keanu and Will Smith down the road, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And Kendall and, you know... They leave you alone. I'm not doing anything that interesting that's going to make them loads of money.
Kat Dealey, thanks so much for coming.
Welcome.
Good luck
I've
with
loved
the
being here.
Pudding. Because I was just going to do fresh fruit anyway.
Doesn't matter. I'm not a pudding girl. I'd rather have the piece of bread. Good. Yeah.
But thanks for doing this.
You're welcome.
Such a pleasure. The lunch, love the company, love you a lot for that pea puree, Mum.
The cumin, who would have thought?
You just cook the peas in a bit of chicken stock with cumin butter and mint.
It was honestly delish.
And it was a really good colour, wasn't it?
It was a really good colour. I feel like we brought the pizzazz. Like, she brought the long legs.
Yeah.
And she's like a 90s dream to me. She's got like 90s noughties dream. She's always wearing the jeans. She's always got a beautiful, like, cream floaty beautiful blouse. She's got lovely little stilettos on. I'm just like obsessed with her. Her hair's fantastic,
and she was lovely and warm, and
she's just lovely.
A normal person.
She was just so lovely. She was such good fun. I'm gonna be Kat Dealey's friend. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Kat, and we'll see you next week.
Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.